The Truth News Network. It takes the media a few weeks to catch up to the talk shows. Congratulations, you're on the cutting edge of the truth. TNN,
The Truth News Network.
And your man on point is Dan Newman.
One thing you can be certain of, you never need to catch up. Here at Truth News Network, we keep you caught up if you join us every day. Well, before we get started today, let's kind of lay out the land. What's going to happen over the next week or so, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four? We don't know. The impeachment trial of Donald Trump in the United States Senate. Today is a big day, day number one. Now, it's going to be sporadic because there are certain days in which Chief Justice John Roberts, who is presiding over this impeachment Senate trial, has got obligations across the street. He is the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. And that means he has to go across the street back and forth several different times hearing oral arguments over there. So today it's going to be started late. They probably are going to be in the trial as late as midnight tonight. So here's what we're doing for you. Every morning, first thing, we are going to summarize the previous day's impeachment stuff, all of the stuff that happens during the trial. So you want to make sure you come here first every morning. They're going to last until 8 o'clock minimum every evening during the trial. So you're probably not going to want to stay up really late. I know I'm not going to, but sometime during the night, I don't sleep a lot. I'll be up and we'll be getting things together and presenting them in bullet form to you every morning. If you want to guarantee you never miss any of these early morning bullet point and stories, here's what you do. On the right side of the homepage, Truth News Network, there's a place you can put your name and email address in. Doing so guarantees you'll never miss a podcast or a story because overnight, an email will come to you that includes a link. If and when you click on that link, it'll take you right to the most current story, including these headlines, these bullet point headlines about the Senate trial information that's going on. Don't forget to do that. We have a lot to talk about today in preparation for this impeachment process, but before we do, here's a very special message for you to listen to. We get asked often, why don't you do a live podcast? Well, we haven't done it just simply because it's been inconvenient. But now we're really thinking hard about it. If we do it, it will be Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. And it will be really live. Not only that, you'll be a part of it. You'll be able to call in toll free. That's right. Toll free during the show, you'll be able to talk to us live. And if and when we have guests, which we will from time to time, you'll even be able to ask our guest questions. So we need you to weigh in on the issue. You can call us toll free with your thoughts. 866-37-TRUTH. That's 866-37-TRUTH. In all numbers, that's 866-378-7884. 866-378-7884. You may say, I'm busy that time of day, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. You're at work or you got kids. Well, typically, that gives you time to get things cranking at the house or get started at the office, then pop in the earbuds, turn up the speakers, and join us at Truth News Network. Again, it'll be Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. We want to hear from you. Give us a call. You can do it right now. 1-866-37-TRUTH. 866-378-7884. Families talk to each other, and that's all we're going to do. So let me know your thoughts. 866-37-TRUTH. That's 866-37-TRUTH. Thanks for being a partner in the Truth News Network. Wow. It's going to be an exciting time, and I need to hear from you. So make a note of that phone number. That will be our permanent phone number, toll-free always to you going forward. That's 1-866-37-TRUTH. 1-866-37-TRUTH. So, let's get right to today's story. You know, we don't do this very often. We don't reprint articles of other writers. We certainly don't do that for editorials from CNN. Oh my gosh. Well, this CNN contributor, a gentleman named Scott Jennings, worked formerly for George W. Bush in the White House and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He owns a public relations firm in Louisville. CNN uses him as their token conservative on their website. This column was published right after the House Judiciary Committee hearing, at which those three brilliant law professors, remember those three? That day they weighed in with their facts, quote-unquote facts, about the basis for the impeachment of President Trump. Listen to this while knowing that the people on the left are not all without reason and understanding. How and why they use what they have is beyond me, but at least they know their quest to rid the White House of its current inhabitant does not resonate well with most Americans. Read it, enjoy this, and we'll get together right after that. This is from Scott Jennings. He said this in his column on CNN. When the global elite are aligned against him and laughing like the immature cool kids you hated in middle school, President Donald Trump is winning. When the liberal law professors are neglecting their Thanksgiving turkeys to read congressional transcripts and snarking about Trump's 13-year-old son, Trump is winning. When the politicians are mad, so mad that they have shut down all policymaking to impeach the President of the United States on what constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley called wafer-thin evidence, Trump is winning. You have to remember, Donald Trump wasn't elected to fit with these people, the political intellectual class, to make them happy or to become one of them. He was elected to break them, and that's apparently what he's done. After that House Judiciary Committee hearing featuring three liberal law professors, and then the announcement by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that her conference is moving forward with impeachment, the die is cast. Donald Trump will be the third president in American history to be impeached by the House of Representatives. And that has happened. Honestly, that's just fine with Trump's supporters. What better evidence is there that you've shaken Washington to its core when the minders of a system you've come to despise are leveling the gravest punishment the system permits against the very president who is doing the shaking up? We can lawyer this to death, but for many Americans, this comes down to one simple observation. Trump said he was going to rattle their cages, and by golly, they're rattled. Trump's supporters have known since election night that this day would eventually come. After all, his sworn enemies have been openly promising it since before he was sworn into office. They've used words like resistance, coup, insurance policy, and impeachment so often that, now that they are actually doing it, the American people, and Republicans especially, are offering a collective yawn. Rueful analysts stare into television cameras, lamenting and wondering why Republicans aren't fleeing from the president over the impeachment hearings. He stands at 90% approval among his party in the latest Gallup poll. But there won't be massive convulsions in public opinion, because everyone has known for 3 years this was going to happen. Sure, some Democrats gamely argue that Pelosi didn't really want to go through with it, but she had to out of a sense of duty to the Constitution. But it's a half-hearted argument at best. It's true that Pelosi had no choice, although it's not because of the Constitution. Rather, her party's left flank and their inflamed grassroots activists overwhelmed her. This is a one-sided, partisan impeachment. It's the exact kind of thing Congressman Jerry Nadler, now chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, warned Republicans about in 1998 on a floor speech of his during Bill Clinton's impeachment. But political party leaders almost always do what the bulk of their party supporters want them to. Republicans, no matter how moderate, got in line to cut taxes and confirm an avalanche of conservative judges because that's what their activists expected. And what have Democrats wanted more than anything since Trump's election? Since the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh? Since Trump made Twitter his private channel to the electorate? Since the Mueller probe, since the Trump hotel story, since questions over Jared Kushner's security clearance, since you name it. The answer is obvious: to undo the 2016 election by any means necessary. It's a political itch that had to be scratched, and Pelosi could hold off her tormented partisans no longer. So here we are, headed for a rushed, hyper-partisan and futile exercise put on by the very elites Trump railed against to get himself elected in the first place. But for all the relief they might feel in finally striking this blow against Donald Trump, I wonder, have these Trump opponents even considered what this impeachment signals to the American people? That partisanship is more important than policy makings. That House Democrats have no confidence in their party's ability to beat Donald Trump in an election. And perhaps most alarmingly, that impeachment, once reserved for the gravest of situations, is now just another tool to inflict damage on their political opponents. That, folks, is very succinct, and it's very telling, and it's very thorough about what's going on now in Washington, D.C., as the Senate is in the process of a trial to impeach Donald Trump. Some more thoughts, and you're going to love this. Do not miss them. Sit tight, back in just a moment at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Beaming around the globe, this is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
No, it isn't.
And she uses it in public.
Okay, so give your girlfriend a pet name she'll hate, like Thunder Chunky.
I couldn't do that.
I see. Too harsh for Snuggle Muffin. Okay. Drown her out with a 200-mile-per-hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin. What are you doing, Snuggle? I am so out of here.
Wait. Come back, Thunder Chunky.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve. Northern Tool and Equipment.
Hi, this is Jack, founder of Jack in the Box. Is the caller there?
Mr. Box, Douglas Gompertz from Burger Week magazine.
Oh, hey, Doug. Doug's a respected fast food critic.
I recently dined on your sourdough Jack combo.
And?
Perfection. The cheese, the jumbo patty, the golden sourdough bread, the French fries. Bravo.
Well, thank you.
However, I found the dessert a bit dry.
It doesn't come with dessert.
The candy. The white, round candy with the happy face.
Was it wearing a scarf?
Yes, I believe it was.
Rosy cheeks, fuzzy earmuffs?
Yes, that's it.
Douglas, you ate a holiday ball. We're giving one away free to customers who buy a sourdough Jack combo. But they're not for dessert. They're for antennas.
Or a pencil.
Right.
Well, that's going to improve your score dramatically.
Excellent.
In a world where truth is in short supply, you have an abundance of it right here. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
You know, I was just thinking about it. Democrats certainly enjoy raining on the parade that is the Trump economy. They haven't even talked about the economy. They've never acknowledged any good things happening in the economy. Well, Joe Biden, who somehow remains the Democratic frontrunner for the 2020 presidential race, at least on the Democrat side, recently accused President Trump of squandering, his word, not mine, squandering the Obama economy in recent years. Squandering what exactly is my question. Under the Obama administration, America's unemployment rate peaked at 10%. 10%, folks, that's the highest figure since the early 1980s. Employers struggled to create jobs during the Obama presidency, while employees and job seekers saw fewer opportunities in the private sector. Of course, the government was hiring. Boy, were they hiring. And government employee numbers swelled. President Trump, to his credit, has described today's U.S. economy as one of the strongest ever. In his words, quote, wages are rising, incomes are soaring, and 2.5 million Americans have been lifted out of poverty in less than 3 years. So who's right? Well, the numbers are in, folks, and they tell that same story. The Trump economy is indeed soaring. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest job report, here are the facts. Now, this is from a couple of months ago. We're waiting on the current one to be released. The U.S. economy added 128,000 jobs in October of last year, exceeding initial estimates of 75,000. America's unemployment rate, 3.5%, remains one of the lowest in the last 50 years. The total employment level reached a new high of 158 million people. The unemployment rate for African Americans dropped to a record low of 5.4%. At the same time, Latino business owners are ramping up investment and taking their businesses to unprecedented heights, supporting employees and job seekers in the process. Between 2017 and 2018, the revenues of Latino-owned companies jumped nearly 25%, while the average income of such businesses has improved by more than 46% in the year 2019 alone. And climbing. Job creators can thank the president and his pro-growth economic agenda. For years now, the Trump administration has focused on rolling back the size of government to help entrepreneurs do what they do best, which are create, invest, and grow. During the Obama years, taxes steadily rose, while rules and regulations seemingly crept into every aspect of American life. Not so with Donald Trump. He believes in the American dream, not a government-run economy. He believes that American ingenuity, when left alone, that's important. When it's left alone, is more than enough to drive economic growth for decades to come. That ingenuity, the power of the American dream, is enough to take our economy to even bigger, higher, and newer heights. Tax reform is a prime example. While Democrats only look for new ways to increase taxes and fund trillion-dollar programs like the Green New Deal and other massive spending ideas, President Trump figured out that the best deal is for individual Americans to keep and use that money themselves. Since President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act into law, more than 800 U.S. employers, large and small, have announced new hires, pay increases, benefit increases, bonus distributions, facility expansions, and utility rate reductions because of the lower tax burden on the employers. It all flows downhill, folks. From Apple and Walmart to local bookstores and mom-and-pop diners, America's job creators now have more resources to invest in business expansion and job creation, and they are investing in those resources. Why did they do it? Not as Democrats claim that they're, you know, angry, greedy business owners that any kind of additional money that comes from those tax reductions, they're just going to stick that money in their pockets. That's not what's happening. By 2027, projections are that that tax bill, the TCJA, will create more than 1.2 million full-time equivalent jobs. In 2019 alone, tax reform led to the creation of nearly 250,000 career opportunities for Americans across the country, not just part-time gigs. And the verdict is in. Not the impeachment, the trial verdict, but on the economy. When it comes to the U.S. economy, nothing is being squandered, as is claimed by former VP Joe Biden. We're experiencing one of the most substantial economic resurgences in American history. Our economy is roaring because of the millions of Americans who now feel empowered to create, invest, and grow under the Trump administration. Well, today is a really full day, the first day of the Senate trial, and the announcement of a brand new idea that's coming to pass, hopefully, for Truth News Network and you. And that is a live two-hour daily show. We'll be talking more about it, and of course, we're waiting for your phone calls for you to weigh in about that very thing with your opinion. You can call this number, toll-free, to do just that. 866-37-TRUTH. 866-37-TRUTH. In all numbers, that's 866-378-7884. 866-378-7884. Call in and tell us what you think about the idea. You like the idea? You think it's something you could be a part of? From 9 to 11, Monday through Friday, Central Time, is when it will broadcast live, and it will be live. You'll be able to call in on that number anytime during the show and speak to us or anybody on the air with us. We need to know what you think about it. And then just stay here reading and listening in upcoming days and weeks, because we'll give you more details, and if and when it's going to happen, we'll tell you the date of the first show. In closing, don't forget that during the night tonight, we'll publish in bullet format the highlights of Tuesday's Day 1 Senate impeachment trial happenings. The headline synopsis will accompany our daily story and podcast as long as the impeachment trial lasts. Day number one, it's on its way. It's going to be a long day and a late night tonight. But tune in first thing in the morning, and we'll give you the synopsis so you don't miss a thing here at Truth News Network. That's what we do. It's truth. It's evidentiary truth. And you get it every day at Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org. Happy Impeachment Tuesday. So long, everybody.
Read all about it. Hear the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.